This is Fresh Air. Country singer-songwriter Ashley McBride has a new album called Ashley McBride Presents Lindyville. It's a concept album featuring songs about the various inhabitants of a small rural town. The place is named after the songwriter Dennis Lindy, best known for writing Elvis Presley's 1972 hit Burning Love. Rock critic Ken Tucker says McBride's creation of Lindyville contains a lot of passionate music with novelistic details.
The good dishes, I hope they don't knock out the cable. Old suntan city won't look quite as pretty when Tina puts that ass to a table.
Brenda, put your bra on, it's trouble next door. Grab a pack of cigarettes and meet me on the porch.
Marvin, baby mama, put that whore on the floor. Brenda, put your bra on.
Brenda, put your bra on.
Ashley McBride wastes no time plunging you into one of the vividly chaotic scenarios that fill out the Trailer Park Southern universe in Ashley McBride Presents Lindyville. McBride was inspired by something she read about songwriter and performer Dennis Lindy, who died in 2006. He once drew a map of an imaginary town, intending to write songs about its inhabitants. McBride took that idea and gathered up some musician friends. They locked themselves away in a Tennessee cabin, drank, she says, a lot of tequila, and came up with collaborations and characters that require a variety of voices. McBride doesn't even sing lead vocals on the majority of the tracks. Here, for example, is the album's producer, John Osborne, of the Brothers Osborne, talking about a Vietnam vet named Pete, who takes care of the grass in Dennis Lindy Park.
Pete chalks the ball fields down at Dennis Lindy Park. Turns the sprinklers on at sun up and the lights on after dark. If you got time to talk, he'll give you his two cents. The grass is always greener on his side of the fence, yeah. He lost his wife to cancer and a thumb in Vietnam. Jokes he used to be a hitchhiker, but not for very long. He runs off the gophers in a golf cart full of dents. And the grass is always greener, 'cause he makes sure it is, yeah.
The town of Lindyville is populated by folks just scraping by, supermarket or gas station workers who take second jobs at the Dandelion Diner or the local strip club. There's a song about answering a personal ad in the Lindyville Gazette. Life is grim except when it's a hoot, and loyalty is prized above all, as on this song about female solidarity called Bonfire at Tina's.
Small town women ain't built to get along, but you burn one boy, you burn us all. We'll be here drinking till the smoke is gone. You don't feel pretty. You've been lonely. He's so damn lazy.
My stepkids hate me.
And when it's gone to ashes, we'll be laughing, fall down drunk. If we fall down on our asses, hell, we'll pick each other up. Small.
The Arkansas-born McBride is generous and sympathetic, never condescending, to all the citizens of this imaginary town. Her world-building includes a three-legged beagle who's befriended by a meth addict named Leroy in the song If These Dogs Could Talk. The song is performed by singer-songwriter Brandi Clark.
She may be blind, she sees him just fine and don't care.
sure, Ashley McBride had me hooked before she even composed a word about Lindyville, since here's how much of a Dennis Lindy fan I am. I put his 1978 album, Under the Eye, on my 10 best list that year, and in reviewing it for the Village Voice, the way I described Lindy can also describe McBride and her project as, quote, artists laboring in isolation, devising complex ways to present precise little songs of innocence and experience. To which, in 2022, I would add, welcome to Lindyville.
Ken Tucker reviewed Ashley McBride Presents Lindyville.